Fudge strode out of the parlour, and Harry stared after him. There was something extremely odd going on. Why had Fudge been waiting for him at the Leaky Cauldron, if not to punish him for what he'd done? And now Harry came to think of it, surely it wasn't usual for the Minister of Magic himself to get involved in matters of underage magic. Fudge came back, accompanied by Tom, the innkeeper. "Room 11's free, Harry," said Fudge. "I think you'll be very comfortable. Just one thing, and I'm sure you'll understand. I don't want you wandering off into Muggle London, all right? Keep to Diagon Alley, and you're to be back here before dark each night. Sure you'll understand. Tom will be keeping an eye on you for me."
"Okay," said Harry slowly, "but why?"
"Don't want to lose you again, do we?" said Fudge, with a hearty laugh. "No, no. Best we know where you are. I mean..." Fudge cleared his throat loudly and picked up his pinstripe cloak. "Well, I'll be off. Plenty to do, you know."
"Have you had any luck with black yet?" Harry asked.
Fudge's fingers slipped on the silver fastenings of his cloak.
"What's that?"
"Oh, you've heard. Well, no, not yet, but it's only a matter of time. The Azkaban guards have never yet failed, and they are angrier than I've ever seen them." Fudge shuddered slightly. "So, I'll say goodbye."
He held out his hand, and Harry, shaking it, had a sudden idea.
Minister, can I ask you something?"
"Certainly," said Fudge with a smile.
"Well, third years at Hogwarts are allowed to visit Hogsmeade, but my aunt and uncle didn't sign the permission form. Do you think you could..."
Fudge was looking uncomfortable.
He said, no, I'm very sorry, Harry, but as I'm not your parent or guardian..."
"But you're the Minister of Magic," said Harry eagerly. "If you gave me permission..."
"No, I'm sorry, Harry, but rules are rules," said Fudge flatly. "Perhaps you'll be able to visit Hogsmeade next year. In fact, I think it's best if you don't. Yes, well, I'll be off. Enjoy your stay, Harry."
And with the last smile and shake of Harry's hand, Fudge left the room. Tom now moved forward, beaming at Harry.
"If you'll follow me, Mr. Potter," he said, "I've already taken your things up."
Harry followed Tom up a handsome wooden staircase to a door with a brass number 11 on it, which Tom unlocked and opened for him. Inside was a very comfortable-looking bed, with highly polished oak furniture, a cheerfully crackling fire, and, perched on top of the wardrobe,
"Hedwig!" Harry gasped.
The snowy owl clicked her beak and fluttered down onto Harry's arm.
"Very smart owl you've got there," chuckled Tom. "Arrived about 5 minutes after you did. If there's anything you need, Mr. Potter, don't hesitate to ask."
He gave another bow and left.